We're discussing benching, and we said that there's a mitzvah also to do what's called to bench with a cup. And the shaila is what type of cup. So the chatchila, there's a lot of hidurim. Let's go through it. The kitzur teaches us that yain shesasa mimenu, anytime you have a cup of wine that someone drank from, it's called a kris pogum. It's a blemished cup. It's not covered to the bracha. So you can't use it for birkas hamazon. The ma'aseh, b'di'evad, you could use it, but there are ways of fixing it. So what's the, if you look in the Pisuk Ketores, it actually has five different grades of levels of the best way to fix it. The Kitzur says the following. You put in a little bit of wine or water that's from something that wasn't drank from, and that fixes it. That's it. Now, the only problem is that since you have to fill up a cup for the sake of the bracha, so therefore, how do you do that? You just fix the wine, but you never pour the cup for the sake of the bracha. So therefore, what you do is, if this cup that you have that you someone drank from, so the way to fix it is you pour it back into the pitcher, let's say into the wine bottle, and then you pour it back into the cup. So you'll see many times, and this is the best way, and also I saw in Shulchan Aruch Rav Yosef says, as the Baal HaTanya says, the best way is the following. First, you pour a little bit, a tiny bit of wine from the bottle into the cup. Then you pour the cup of wine back into the bottle, and then you pour again out of the bottle into the cup. That is the best way. But as we said, Mikadin, the kids doesn't even say that. Just pouring a little bit of wine fixes that cup and makes it now a kosher bracha. Now, also, the cup itself has to be shalom, complete, can't be broken, especially on the bottom. There can't be a crack, there can't be a blemish. It requires lechatchila to have washing inside and outside. Pi Kabbalah, it's very important to make it clean inside and outside, even with specifically with water. And the kids themselves, but if not water, you could clean it, and that would also suffice. So you pour, like we said, from the pitcher into the shem bracha, like we said, it should be filled, mali. It's a big tumor, what that means, mali, complete. Some hold that mali means almost to the top, and in fact, there's a little bit of space that's left, is considered like a crown. Some fill it up all the way to the top. Some, what they do is they leave a little bit, not to, all the way to the top, and then as we mentioned, more al pi Kabbalah and by the Sfaradim, they add a little bit of water afterwards during the benching itself, so they leave a little bit of space. The Mishnah Berurah himself holds that even if you don't want to do spill, you don't want to spill over, and you fill it basically in a way where it's almost to the top, that's also good. It's still considered full. Certainly full is not me'akev, although if you have a smaller cup, better to pour into a smaller cup. And as we mentioned also, it could also fix the problem of pogum. Now here's a very interesting thing. You might see this once in a while. The mevarech, the person that's leaning the bench, should really receive the cup, the chatchila, with two hands to show that he is receiving it with tremendous yearning. And with all his strength, so he put out both hands. So you need someone else to really put the cup in his hands. That's the chatchila. And it's based on the pasuk, Siyadechim Kodesh Uvachas Hashem. Uvachas Hashem. Then, when you're holding it with two hands, you remove your left hand, and you're holding it now only with your right hand. Api Kabbalah really is supposed to surround the cup with your fingers. It's like a crown that's based on the Shlach Kodesh. When you are benching, really supposed to look at the cup and not move your eyes from the cup, unless you're obviously benching from the actual bench and you should bench on the bencher. But the idea is not to move your eyes away from the cup when you're not doing anything, if you didn't start benching. When you hold it, you should hold it above the table at Tefach, it's about 4 inches above. And this is based on the Pasuk Yeshua says, of Hashem Hashem Eka. A lefty says, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch should hold it with his right hand, which is his left hand. The Pi Kabbalah, the Ben Chai says, no, better that you also hold it with your right hand. So even if you're lefty, you still should hold it with your right hand. And the Kitzur says, remove empty utensils. The only thing that should be left, as we mentioned a few days ago, is the bread. Now, who gets preference when it comes to leading the benching? Technically speaking, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if there's an owner, meaning as a balabai, so everyone's eating by, so really he is in charge and he can decide who should bench. But there is a preference, especially when there are many balabatim. So the halacha is the following. Lechatchila is a mitzvah to be mechaber the kohen. The kiddushah is actually based on the pasuk. However, if there's an adam chashav, a talmid chacham, so then really he comes first. Afal pikan, it's actually something special for him, preferred that he should defer his kavod and give it to the kohen. Also, there's a minig to give the avel, an avel, and within a year to let him lead the benching. Again, this is when everything is equal. It's also proper to honor someone that has a good eye. So in the betza is a gemer chesed, beautiful drasha, tov ayin v'yivorech, atik yivorech ele yivorech. So it seems to be, again, according to the kitzer, Talmud Chacham, Kohen, and Avel, and Tov Ayin V'Yivorech, especially if the Bala, if the person that's benching is the Balabais himself, so then really it's best that he bench. When you bench, there's different types of nuschois to begin the benching, again, with a zimun, right? If you have 3 or 10. The concept of zimun is really a achana for the mitzvah, a preparation. It's azmana for the mitzvah. Azmana, anything that's kedusha requires azmana. It's an amazing concept. So you're preparing for something that requires, that is requires, that matters of sanctity. So there's a achana for that. So how do you do that? So by the Sfaradim, they have a nice nusach. By the Ashkenazim, you know in Yiddish, they say in the Kitzur Kors, Rabbi Yisrael Vilin Benchen. Whatever you say, the concept is that you're really, so to speak, being masmin, you're preparing everyone. So you're saying the following, Havlan Unevorech is a simple Lashon. Let's bench. And what happens is, the response to that is, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorech Ma'atav Adelam. Now that, after that, so the Mevorech, the leader, says, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorech Ma'atav Adelam, says, Birshus, etc., with permission of, and he says, Mevorech Shachanu, and if it's 10, Mevorech Elokeinu. And those that answer say, Mevorech Shachanu Mishaloi V'tuvoi Chayinu. And then the Mevorech also repeats that. Now there's different customs. Do you say Amen afterwards? Do you say Baruch Hu when you hear Hashem's name? I think most people don't have the minig, but there's Minhagim on 3 and 10, and therefore there's no really bad or good. Follow your minig, but if you don't have a minig, usually you don't respond. Meaning there's no Amen and there's no Baruch Hu Shemois. And if you're actually not eating, there is a nusach. People don't know that. You're supposed to say, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmo, Tamid Olam Vayed. This, by the way, answering is a mitzvah iveris. So the Pesukei Teshuvah says that, for example, if you're saying Asher Yatzar, always had the shaila, you're saying Asher Yatzar, that's after the bathroom, and someone says Shom Aleichem, or Shishiva says Shom Aleichem to you. So the answer is, it's a mitzvah iveris. You should respond back. And the same thing here. If you hear the Zimun, you should respond. If someone is... When the mevach, the leader, is benching, really you're supposed to bench with him, each bracha, and finish right before he ends that bracha, so you can answer Amen. By the Sfaradim, I saw they're not so mak, but there isn't anymore. And therefore, there's definitely what to learn. But especially the first bracha should be, the mevach should say it out loud, and everyone should answer Amen, and try to at least do the first bracha with him. After Birkas HaMazon, the mevach, the leader, makes a bracha on the cup, and he drinks a revius. It's preferred to drink a revius here. That's about 3.3 ounces, so he should be able to make a bracha achayna. Now, there's a mitzvah also for everyone else to drink from that cup. So sometimes they have their own cups. People that are there have their own cups. Usually that's not the case. So when he makes a bracha, the preferred way really is to pour from his cup to everyone else's cup. The preferred, but many people don't feel so comfortable doing that, is to drink from the cup that he drank. It's not considered pogum, because if you drink it directly from the cup. But if you drink it, but he pours into your cup after he drank, that's really considered poispogum. So there's different eitzes what to do. If you have your own one, like it's in the cup, it's good enough. If he pours also, it's also an inyan. And it's brought down already that you should send it to your wife, the mevorech. That's the, perhaps even the irka, why? Because you're trying to show and signify that the bracha in the house is bischus the wife. So that's a very important thing to always remember and to be makil toiv. Interesting that the kitzur says preferably is that every person should have his own kois mala in front of him. Perhaps probably that takes care of any questions of kois pogum, and it's considered maybe that each one is benching with a cup. Interesting. Taz discusses this, but that's today's halachas. Have a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos.